guys, and welcome to another edition of the Latin Babbler Show. I am here with Maite La Tigera.
Woo woo! Welcome back, my friend.
Rocky is on lockdown because they closed all the bars.
Ay, mi gente. I'm here. Thanks again for joining us.
And El Bojique is with us again.
Hey, fam. Welcome back.
Let's start off with Jada, because, I mean, Jada and Will have taken new... I mean, I don't even think COVID existed during the Jada and Will thing.
So no, it didn't. Let me tell you. I don't know why for a second there I thought I lost you guys. So Jada finally addressed the rumors. I never expected she was going to address the rumors this way. She basically went to the red table and brought her husband with her.
That red table.
I mean, yo, I don't know what to tell you, but she started explaining herself about her friendship and helping this young singer, August, in his time of need. And it so happened that they were going through a breakup. I would love to get vulgar, but I can't. But, you know, it's just really happy. And then, you know, Will agree with her and say, yeah, you know, it's true. And then he tells her what happened. I don't know what else to say. She was like, well, I got into an entanglement with August. And of course, he corrected her. He said, oh, you had an affair.
No, but did you see the look on his face?
He's like, entanglement.
He's like, what?
So bad for him.
Say what it is, girl.
And then she addressed about the permission and that no one needs to give her permission, how she felt after everything happened with the entanglement. She got really tangled, let me tell you. And it just broke my heart to see Will's face. And not only that, but a lot of people have things to say. Like, I don't know if you guys got to read the Howard Stern article about it. He went off. He said that young man should just kept his mouth shut, that you had some and keep moving. 50 Cent put out and blast his text with Will Smith. I felt kind of bad. I felt like, to me personally, that was like on display, like big time display. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, I don't know how they
bad.
Did this.
It was pretty bad.
I'm gonna give you my opinion on this. One, it was stupid to go on a red table. I know it's her thing. I know it's like where they just lay everything out as a family. They just kind of go in there and they throw out their private life and all kinds of stuff. And people were on Twitter like, hey, you know what? Leave them alone. First of all, you can't leave them alone. They literally put out their own stuff. Like, anything that you hear about Jada and Will, they literally put out their own stuff through that red table. And what's not put out is left over for August to left out over there. But Will Smith, I had to have lost massive respect for that guy. Because there's one thing, being caught up in this mess, and then there's another thing, being put in that situation where you look completely, completely inferior to what she's saying. And it almost comes off as she was allowed to do or feel whatever she wants. But if he had done the same thing, it just wouldn't have resulted the same way. And I'm glad that 50 Cent put out his, his private chat with him. I'm glad that Howard Stern blasted him, because in no way, shape, or form should he be... I mean, he's a meme. He's literally a meme. Everywhere you go is Will Smith as a meme now. Bojica, you've seen them, right?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on what's going on?
It's crazy. It's really, really crazy. And from what I heard somewhere that I read, that it could also be, to a degree, publicity. Not after seeing his face in that meme. Now, I don't know if that face in that meme is Photoshop with everything that goes on today or whatever, with him kind of crying. And I could see him in crying or whatever, you know, being everything being exposed like that. So, yeah.
I don't think he was ready for this. He was not ready for this. His face, it was not a person that planned it. It doesn't look like a person that planned that.
But to me, that seems so genuine on his part. So even though, it just looked genuine on his part, and he's going to look so genuine, it's fuckery. Oh, excuse the French.
Yeah, well, it is. It is.
It is what it is.
It's 1,000% fuckery. I'm with you.
So...
But I'm a, yeah, I need to interrupt you, Bojique, though. But let's flip this. If it would have been the other way around. Come on now.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have been slammed. He would have been slammed and she would have been idolized.
Exactly.
And my thing with him is that I had heard an interview with him saying about his first marriage or first relationship, how he felt that in that relationship, he failed. So I think, you know, we don't know the specifics of that first relationship unless we look it up, and I'm sure we can find the information, and maybe we could do that for next week. But like he said, he felt some kind of way in that first relationship and letting it go. And then so, you know, now this happens, and it's like maybe that's why he's hung on to this, you know, or
I did hear that
the situation the way he's trying to deal with it, you know. Yeah. So I think to him, he's looking at now he understands the meaning of, because I mean, I don't want to go into scriptures, right? But I mean, if he's looking at marriage and the meaning of marriage, she may not be looking at it that way, but he is. And so the way he came out, the things that he said, the things kind of like he's been exposed, whatever, from what I've heard him say is that I'm gonna love you forever and we got married and this is what that commitment stands for. And to be put in that position, to me, is almost like shit. There's no other. Because I can't say that I could do the same. You feel me? Like so he's a bigger man than I am, in a sense, to be able to freaking
dealing with all that fuck
deal with this situation. Yeah.
But you know what? They messed up by putting their life out there. Like they automatically said they had an open marriage.
They did.
They were talking about that they were not married anymore. They had a life partnership.
Correct.
That's why they're in the situation they're in.
Correct.
And supposedly this happened when they were separated or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were over.
No one knew about that. I never heard that. Did y'all hear about that? Dude?
No.
But I had heard and seen pictures of her with Mark Anthony several years ago, and that was out there.
Oh.
Now, granted, I don't do mainstream media like that no more. I don't think I saw it in mainstream media like that, but I saw a couple of videos of allegedly, because that's illegal.
So that was another entanglement. An entanglement.
Yeah, allegedly she had been out with Mark Anthony and blah blah blah, and supposedly, you know, this.
You know, he'd win her over with that singing of his. Have you sung to me?
Well, you know what? Now I understand why she has short hair, because she's always an entanglement. She's always tangled up.
Yeah, right.
She sure is.
She better get a better comb because her hair is just wild and she's just grabbing onto everything that's passing out. Now, in all serious note, we gotta express our condolences, man. We had I remember I reported it on my Instagram right off the bat. I reported it on Twitter. I put it up on Facebook. When it first came out, a lot of people didn't even realize it was happening. Naya Rivera.
That's so sad, man.
I know.
Has left us way too early. Left us way too early. For those who didn't know, you know, she got her big stardom coming out of Glee. From my understanding, she was at a lake with her son. And she apparently was able to get the kid onto the boat. But she, according to the son, who was, you know, answering questions.
4 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was never able to make it back on the boat. And they found him on the boat. And then a search rescue started, and then immediately turned to a recovery effort because it had been so long. And then they found the body. They were able to identify that it was her. Condolences to the family. Okay. You know, like I said, a star gone way too early. And I believe, Tiga, that you have somebody else. I believe.
Yes, Kelly Preston. We all know John Travolta. His wife, 2 years battle of breast cancer, died the same day. I mean, it's been a very sad, you know, it was a very sad week. It's been very, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, this all hit home. And my condolences to Kelly Preston and John Travolta's family. We all know that John Travolta lost a child a few years ago.
I know.
This is like really, it really hit home and it's sad. And I'm speechless, especially with what's going on right now with the pandemic and everything else. It's just a lot.
I mean, you think about it, it's really sad. I mean, in basically a week, we lost Naya Rivera, Kelly Preston, and Will Smith's cojones.
You wrong for that.
Cojones, that's messed up, man.
Will Smith cojones, come on now.
But they picked up, you know, they found him on Biscayne. They found his cojones on Biscayne. You know?
Why did they? Oh, you two for two today.
He's getting served by that waiter that looks like Darth Vader.
You came to play today, Theater. You came to play.
Hey, I gotta keep my mojo up, you know what I'm saying?
Now this cojones on South
That's
Beach.
It. With the girl that was on the convertible.
No.
Jada was holding him, man. Jada was holding him.
No, with the girl that was on the convertible twerking on Collins.
Oh my God.
All right, so we're actually pleased to announce that we have a special guest, an up and coming artist. He's done some amazing music. He's here today. He's going to interview us. Maite La Tigera is going to introduce him, and we're going to welcome to you. Finol is coming to you live. Maite, what you got?
Well, Finol is a young, upcoming pop urban artist, so I'm so excited to interview him. It's his first English interview. We're going to try to translate a little bit his answers. His passion is in his answers in Spanish, so we're going to let him answer in Spanish and try to translate. So, Finol, welcome to Latin Babbler. Bienvenido a Latin Babbler.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
gracias
much.
Por estar con nosotros. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Gracias. I'm so happy and grateful with you guys.
Yes, we feel very honored to be the first one to interview you in English. Mira eso.
I'm nervous.
Bravo.
Bueno, yo voy a comenzar con una pregunta. Finol, my first, yo voy a hacer una pregunta, después te van a preguntar. And if you feel comfortable, answer in Spanglish or answer Español. And of course, we have someone that can translate for you. Okay. Mi pregunta es, my question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years in this music business, en este giro?
Bueno, realmente espero estar viajando y sonando por Latinoamérica, que es el gran paso. De hecho, ahorita la próxima canción que vamos a sacar, nos vamos a enfocar en Argentina, Chile y Uruguay.
Nice.
Entonces, en los próximos años espero recorrer toda Argentina con mi música.
Bueno, te deseo mucho éxito.
Toda Latinoamérica con mi música.
Claro, qué chuli. Misraki tiene una pregunta para usted. Take it over, girl.
Bueno, quería saber, ¿cuándo vos empezó que supo que quería estar con tu futuro de música? When did you find out that you had that love to pursue music?
Like 5 years. Estaba super chiquito.
Okay.
Recuerdo que agarré un palo de escoba y para mí eso era una guitarra.
Oh.
Y comencé a soñar y hasta el día de hoy sigo soñando en grande. Así que siempre lo supe. Creo que desde que estaba muy pequeño.
Qué bueno.
Finol, it's the Latin Babbler. Who were your musical inspirations growing up? I know that mine were like Juan Luis Guerra and so forth. Like, who did you find to be your inspirations?
Metallica,
for real?
For me, fue la primera banda que escuché y me. De hecho, gracias a Metallica, yo agarré una guitarra y aprendí a tocar guitarra con las canciones de Metallica. Luego, cuando fui creciendo, fui escuchando otros artistas y hoy para mí las bases son Metallica, me encanta Juan Luis Guerra, Alejandro Sanz y Gustavo Cerati.
Usted sabe que usted me sorprendió con la banda Metallica, porque Metallica es una cosa diferente, es totalmente diferente a los latinos.
Pero es una de mis bandas favoritas, o sea, desde chico yo recuerdo que mi mamá me despertaba con música de Metallica para ir a la escuela.
Oh, wow. Con el susto, ¿no?
No, con el susto no me encantaba. Era porque era la única manera en que yo me podía despertar.
Claro.
¿Y cuál era tu canción favorita de Sandman?
Nothing Else Matters.
Wow. Ooh, that's a good song, man.
Correct.
That's a
good one.
Correct. That's a good song, man.
Correct.
Very good. Yeah.
I think Bojica has a question.
Sí, o sea, al final, ¿cómo estamos, Jaime? Del Boique. La pregunta mía es, la jornada que has llevado hasta ahora, ¿es lo que has esperado? Y si no, ¿cuáles han sido las dificultades de sobre vencer, o sea, de vencer? Para decirlo en inglés, has your journey up to this point as you expected? If not, what challenges have you had to overcome?
Realmente corro con la suerte de que es mucho mejor de como yo pensaba. Hace aproximadamente menos de un año firmé con una compañía de música. Y eso me ha abierto puertas y me ha dado un equipo de trabajo increíble que me lleva y me inspira a cumplir mis sueños. Entonces, como todo, siempre hay retos, pero es mucho mejor de lo que yo esperaba.
Hold on, let me get that translated.
Okay, hi, I'm the translator. So basically what he's saying is that he's been lucky enough to sign with a music company and a little over a year ago, and because of that everything has actually gone a lot better for him than he ever really expected.
Well, he can continue.
That's awesome. That's great. Iba a decir, ve, que entiendo por qué Metallica fue una de tus inspiraciones, ¿verdad? O tu inspiración mayor. Mucha gente no sabe. O sea, a mí me gusta la música porque aprendí la música, bueno, de clásico, jazz. Mm-hmm. Y Metallica, por más que mucha gente no lo sepa o no se den de cuenta, tocan muchos samples, y de muchos samples clásicos, de mucho jazz, ellos forman su ritmo y lo que es su música. So, a mí siempre me gustó, me encantó Metallica. So, yeah, that's awesome. And then basically I was just saying that, you know, I can see why Metallica was an influence to him, because Metallica was, you know, for me, like, I really like Metallica because a lot of people don't know or realize that they sample a lot of classical music, a lot of classical tunes. They also sample jazz and swing, and then they build on that for their sound. So if you're a music fan, the different genres, you'll hear that in the music. So yeah.
Puedo decirte algo, sabes que es tanto así que en una de las sesiones de composición, yo recuerdo que recordé una canción de Metallica, los acordes en la guitarra, y lo hice, y después eso mismo lo llevamos a reggaetón. Es una locura lo que estás escuchando.
Wow, a reggaetón.
Ajá. Yeah.
Que la música es música, no importa el género. O sea, creo que simplemente es un arte que está vivo y evoluciona.
Correcto.
Entonces, cuando nosotros entendemos que la música está viva y evoluciona, no importa el género, nosotros la adaptamos a lo que actualmente es, suena, y a lo que actualmente es. ¿Entiendes?
Figure out your question.
Bueno, me gustaría saber, si no te molesta, ¿qué edad tienes y a qué edad comenzaste en la música?
Ok, comencé profesionalmente como a los 18 años más o menos, en Maracaibo, Venezuela, que es en mi país, de donde soy, y tengo 26 años.
Ah, bueno. I was asking him how old he is and at what age he started his music career. No, because, no más, you know, uno que usted quiere saber siempre cuando comienzan la carrera. A mí me gustó siempre cantar, pero tuve suerte en ese giro, afortunadamente. Pero I want to wish you mucha suerte en ese giro y espero poder entrevistarte de nuevo más adelante cuando esté acabando por allá en South America y en Estados Unidos.
Me encantaría.
Mucha suerte en su carrera, correcto.
All right. Yes. So I have a question. In your bio, you have an amazing phrase. It says, "Music is my language. Art is the means by which I express myself. It is what I am." Are you able to explain that? You know, what do you want fans, when they listen to your music, what are you hoping that they get out of its message?
Okay, la música no tiene un idioma como tal. Creo que la música es algo que se siente. Y cuando yo escucho una canción, no importa en qué idioma sea, puede ser inglés, español, japonés, lo que sea, te transmite una vibra, transmite algo. Y yo lo que siempre digo es que yo lo que espero es que mi música no sea solo un sonido. Que mi música sea algo que la gente pueda sentir aun cuando quizás no lo entiendan o aun cuando quizás no se sientan identificados con mis letras o lo que quiero expresar. Eso por una parte. Por otra parte, obviamente es mi lenguaje y el arte es la manera en cómo me expreso, porque es el medio. Yo creo esto, y aquí me vas a tener que ayudar para traducir un poco, porque creo que en español va a estar un poco también complicado, pero creo esto. La música para mí simplemente es como ese vehículo que lleva mi propósito. Creo que no simplemente es música lo que hago, creo que es algo mucho más grande. Como te dije antes, creo que no simplemente es un sonido, es un mensaje, es una vibra, es algo que quiero que entre y penetre en los corazones de las personas. Y siento que lo que Dios me ha dado, el don que Dios me ha dado, es el puente con el que yo puedo conectar con otras personas. Es ese el vehículo que me lleva a mí a poder estar con otras personas y conectarme y servirles. Y cuando te hablo de servir, hablo de poder transformar la vida de las personas a través de la música, a través de lo que hago, que es el arte. Y me considero que soy arte.
Nice.
Tan bonito, señor.
Can we get that translated?
Nice. Yeah, we can try. That was a long one. And basically, what he's saying, to summarize it, and it was so beautiful, it's so hard to put into
absolutely
to English, that music for him is not just sound. It's the vehicle that takes him to
the purpose,
to his purpose, exactly. And so for him it's so much more than just, you know, notes on a page. It's who he is, and it's how he expresses himself, and it's what he wants people to, like, he wants people to feel what he's writing and singing instead of just hearing it.
That's to become part of their lives, to penetrate their soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Importante que la gente oiga eso, porque hay mucha gente que hace música, lo hacen por la manera que no era, y o por las razones que no deben de hacerla. Yo creo que una persona que tenga un talento y que se exprese en una manera así, que la gente lo deben de oír, porque...
¿Sabes qué sí. pienso? Que nosotros estamos llamados a conectar unos con otros.
Correcto.
Y, yes. y creo que, de hecho, creo que actualmente con toda la situación que estamos viviendo en el mundo alrededor, no solo del virus, sino de tantos problemas que hay, creo que la base del gran problema es la desconexión que tenemos unos con otros. Yo creo que el arte y la música es ese puente que nos puede ayudar a conectar. Es uno de los puentes. Hay muchas maneras de poder conectar, pero es uno de esos puentes.
Y uno se comunica tanto con la música.
Por supuesto.
Yes, no hay lengua.
Yeah, we do connect a lot,
yes,
with music.
We do.
Mira, a mí literalmente te voy a contar algo súper rápido. Yo cuando tenía 8 años, mi papá murió. Y yo, no murió de una manera natural, y todo ese proceso a mí me trajo muchos problemas. Entonces yo no podía, normalmente no me comunicaba, ¿cómo se dice? Gago, o sea, cuando me quedaba pegado en las palabras.
He was stuck.
Stuck.
Me pasaba mucho eso, no podía retener palabras, no podía retener cuando estudiaba cosas. Y cuando comencé a cantar y comencé a estudiar canciones y música, me di cuenta de que lo que no podía hacer hablando, como no podía expresarme hablando, lo podía hacer a través de una canción, lo podía hacer a través de escribir algo, lo podía hacer cuando cantaba. Cuando cantaba no se me pegaban las palabras, pero cuando hablaba sí. Entonces, si la música salvó mi vida y salvó y me dio un propósito mucho más grande que yo, es lo que deseo que pase con las otras personas, ¿me entiendes? Yo siempre digo que mi sueño no es mío, mi sueño simplemente es una plataforma donde yo deseo que otras personas se paren a soñar aún más grande. Porque cuando tú sueñas, le cambias las vidas a las personas. Metallica...
Eso es así.
Metallica fueron los que me inspiraron a mí, por ejemplo. Yo espero que en unos años haya otra persona hablando y diga: Finol, una vez escuché una entrevista y me inspiró. Y eso para mí vale más que 1,000 seguidores, vale más que 1,000,000 de reproducciones. Porque lo que quiero hacer con la música es poder transformar la vida de otras personas y poder invitar a otras personas a que sueñen en grande.
Claro.
That's nice.
Finol, ahí, con eso, Finol, alcanzaste tu público.
Correcto.
Mira, yo pienso, o sea, tengo un pensar, ¿verdad? Me vino un pensar a la mente que la frecuencia y la vibración es el universo, ¿verdad? Pero como lo escribí, fue frequency and vibration is the universe, but not the universe as like in just the universe, but the universe as in Y-O-U, as in you, universe. Y cuando explicaste eso mismo, que tú quieres poder que a través de tu música, de aquí a unos 2, 3, 4 años, a través de la entrevista o tu música, impactara a muchas personas, ese es your universe. Y gracias por invitarnos a tu universe.
Sí.
No, gracias, bella, bello, bello, sí. Me encantó.
Finol, te quería oído un poco de tu música. Te quería dar, tú sabes, muchas bendiciones en tu éxito, en tu carrera. Y te deseo lo mejor.
Yes. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Y gracias a ustedes por la invitación y por poder estar. Para mí el tiempo es lo más valioso que nosotros tenemos. Y que ustedes se tomen el tiempo de poder compartir conmigo es todo para mí. Así que muchas gracias.
I got one last question. Okay. What would you like to tell anybody who is trying to break into this music industry? Because it's hard. It's hard. It's not easy to to go into either acting or music or art, anything in fine arts. It's really hard. Yeah. So para esa gente que están tratando de hacer cantante o hacer artista, ¿qué usted le quiere decir para apoyarle con lo que usted ha... vamos a decir, how you've experienced it.
Yo creo que lo más, lo primero es atreverse. Todos soñamos, no todos nos atrevemos a soñar porque hay un espacio muy grande entre atreverse y soñar. Y ese espacio inmenso da mucho miedo. Porque la verdad es que no la vas a pasar tan bien. Y si alguien me está escuchando que quiere atreverse a cumplir sus sueños, tengo que decirte que quizás no la vas a pasar tan bien porque hay un espacio muy grande entre atreverse y tus sueños, ¿no? Pero creo que la magia se encuentra cuando tú das ese primer paso. Cuando tú das ese primer paso y crees en ti y entiendes de que fuiste creado para seguir creando cosas, fuiste creado con un propósito, entonces tu mentalidad y tu vida cambia completamente. Yo pienso que la pasión es esa llama que nosotros tenemos dentro de nosotros que nos arde y nos lleva a dar ese paso. Y como toda llama y como todo fuego, hay que alimentarlo con leña, ¿no? Entonces creo que lo básico y lo que necesitamos entender es que uno tenemos que aprender a creer en nosotros y en los sueños de nosotros. Y entender algo, y es que no hay plan B. Yo un día lo puse en mi Instagram. No hay plan B.
Así es.
Dios, o como tú lo quieras llamar, es porque él confió en ti, porque el universo cree en ti. Entonces lo único que tú tienes que hacer es creer en ti y seguir adelante. Si piensas que hay un plan B, déjame decirte que ya perdí. Solamente hay un plan A.
Wow.
Y el plan A, el único que lo puede hacer realidad es tú.
I agree with you 100%.
Amen.
I love that. We were created to create other things. That was just amazing. And for those of you who want a translation, now you're going to have to turn around and use Google Translate because it was beautiful in Spanish.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to learn Spanish because I ain't going to have this woman translate this in English. This was just way too beautiful.
Way too beautiful.
So,
absolutely.
But it was amazing having you guys on the show. I really appreciate it. Finol, man, you're phenomenal. Just keep pushing. Keep grinding. Make sure, you know, I think everybody, you know, we're going to play the song right after we finish this interview for you guys to appreciate. And it's called, the song is called Quiero. Finol, ¿cuál era el propósito de esa canción?
Quiero es una canción que yo siempre digo que es una poesía que se convirtió en canción. Y es básicamente, habla de mi relación en pareja, habla de lo que siento, de lo que hay en mi corazón. Y no quiero que me malentiendan, no simplemente quiero que se trate algo de mí, quiero que cada persona que la escuche la pueda adaptar a su vida, ¿no? Pero Quiero definitivamente es una poesía que a último momento le pusimos sonido y se convirtió en una canción.
That's amazing, man. Well, it was great having you. And without further ado, here is
Thank you.
Hoy desperté y te besé de buenos días. Recordé que te soñé toda mi vida sin saber que si tenía tu amor yo te daría todo de mí, mi señorita. Si tú no estás, mi corazón no latiría. Dame un espacio entre tu ombligo y tu sonrisa para descansar todos los días de mi vida. Ay, 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 no te diré que a mi lado siempre todo va a estar bien. Hay cosas que yo no te puedo prometer, pero diré que por el resto de mi vida te amaré. Quiero dibujarte en mi colchón. Quiero convertirte en mi dulcito de algodón para que siempre te derritas en mi boca y me quede el color rosa de tus besos de sabor. Quiero que me quieras como yo. Voy a quererte como sé que quiere Dios. No hay tanta suerte que compense con tenerte. Mañana al despertarme antes de que salga el sol. Ay, quiero bailar contigo esta pieza y terminar encima de la mesa. Quiero bailar contigo esta pieza hasta que duelan los pies o hasta que seamos tres. Quiero bailar contigo esta pieza y terminar encima de la mesa. Quiero bailar contigo esta pieza hasta que duelan los pies o hasta que seamos tres. No te diré que a mi lado siempre todo va a estar bien. Hay cosas que yo no te puedo prometer, pero diré que por el resto de mi vida te amaré. Quiero dibujarte en mi colchón. Quiero convertirte en mi dulcito de algodón para que siempre te derritas en mi boca y me quede el color rosa de tus besos de sabor. Quiero que me quieras como yo. Voy a quererte como sé que quiere Dios. No hay tanta suerte que compense con tenerte. Mañana al despertarme antes de que salga el sol. Quiero bailar contigo esta pieza y terminar encima de la mesa. Quiero bailar contigo esta pieza.
Conspiracies gone wild.
My conspiracy is, well, hell, I just saw something today that freaked me out. I don't know if we're gonna have a conspiracy segment moving forward. what I saw was
Satan is in soul.
The FBI posted up. Hey, listen. No, well, we're gonna continue to do this thing. But I was watching a video about Q and on, and part of what popped up in this video was that the FBI, I guess back in May of 2019, declared conspiracy theories domestic terrorism. Now, with that being said, I don't want to be locked up for no domestic terrorism shit. I ain't shooting nobody, killing nobody, burning no churches, doing none of that crap. I'm just talking about stuff that's out there. But we're going to keep it light and fun, and we'll continue to do that. But it freaked me out to hear that the FBI is considering a conspiracy group now, a terrorism threat, while there's groups out there actually committing terrorism that are not considered terrorist groups.
Oh.
So I'll leave it at that.
Ain't that some shit?
Hey, don't worry, we got your back.
Ain't that some
shit? You know, we're not going to let you get Nick Cannon. So
just get the bail money ready. Get the bail money ready.
Because you saw what happened to Nick Cannon, right? Sitting there spreading out those anti-Semitism conspiracies, and he got canned. Nick Cannon got canned.
Hey, but he's got the money to get canned. God dang it. I don't have the money to get canned. So we're going to keep this light
You are not taking the last 10 minutes of our episode away. Like, you guys can go screw yourself. I don't care what you guys want to sit there. You want to consider Bojica a terror? You know, I have other reasons why I consider him that. You know, like the way he uses his sandals.
Just get the bail money ready. Get the bail money ready.